Good morning, everyone. Today is the 9th of March, 2020, Monday morning. Monday. Today, I want to look at Psalms 27. What an encouragement Psalms 27 is. And I want to welcome all of those who will join us. And I also want to say hello, Troy Scharborough. And that particular link I sent you, Troy, was from a brother. His name is Aaron Huddle, and he lives down in just not too far from where I live, close to Fort Smith, Arkansas, just on the Oklahoma line. And he's got quite a story of how God has changed his life. He was reborn again by the Spirit of God, and he has, I think, a 7-year-old son. But it's been a blessing to see how God is working in his life. But this morning I want to, by the way, thanks for the greetings to Mark and his birthday. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies, up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Welcome aboard, Leah Holland. Glad to have you with us this morning. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, you know, we can apply this psalm to ourselves. This was, of course, a psalm of David. He was crying out to his father. Welcome aboard, MJ. But we can apply this psalm to ourselves. What a delight it is. The Lord is our light. You know, when there's darkness all around us, and it seems that evil is going to prevail, we still have the light of his countenance shining upon us. Whom shall I fear? You know, perfect love casteth out fear. There is no fear in love. The Lord is the strength of my life. If it were not for the Lord, I would be destitute and hopeless and helpless if it were not for the Lord. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me, they stumbled and fell. I have experienced that. Have you experienced that? When I was asked to do certain things in my job with the state of Missouri, and my conscience would not allow me to do it, it was a very trying time for me and my family. But I must say, I must give all glory and praise to God, because he sustained us through a 5-year legal battle against the state of Missouri. He sustained us. That's something you don't forget easily. Though a host should encamp against me, that's what we experienced, a host camping against us. My heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. We're not seeking after a temple here down on this physical earth. We realize that Jesus Christ himself is the temple. In heaven there will be no temple. He said he would be the temple thereof. He's a temple not made with hands, higher than the heavens. For in the times of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. I could relay experiences that I had during that 5 years. You know, we were in federal court, and I would walk into the federal courthouse in Kansas City, Missouri, and I would have to almost pinch myself, ask myself the question, how did I end up here? How did I end up here? There was a lot of scoffing, a lot of scorn, a lot of mocking Larry Phillips. But you know what? God was with me through the whole thing. He was there. Underneath us are his everlasting arms to shield us and protect us. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Looking back, God delivered me out of that wicked, evil state welfare system that I was working for. He delivered me out of it. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. There are some mornings when I get up, and many mornings I get up, and I don't feel like coming to this microphone. I don't feel like doing a broadcast. I have thoughts, well, let's just let it slide for the day, you know. What propels us to keep going? It's not our feelings. Our feelings are fickle. It's the Holy Spirit of God that propels us to keep proclaiming. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. I'm glad that God places within us, amen, Brother Troy. I can amen the amen. God places within us this desire to proclaim his word. Proclaim his salvation. Like Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. Realizing there's nothing within ourselves that could do anything apart from the grace of God. Hear me, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. We should daily be crying out to the Lord, daily crying out for his mercy and his grace. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. What is this rock that he set us upon? The rock that he set us upon is the rock, Christ Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports us in the whelming flood. When all around our soul gives way, he then is all our hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Welcome aboard, ONAP. Jeffrey, glad to have you with us this early morning. It's about 5 o'clock here in Pineville, Missouri this morning. Glad to have everyone with us. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in Christ be found, rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before his throne. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all our hope and stay. On Christ, a solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. God is an ever-present help in time of need, regardless of what is going on in our lives. We have an advocate. He is our mediator. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I've lost both my father and mother in the last year. And it has not been easy, but I can say that my Abba Father has been present and a great solace for my soul during those times of that loss. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. We all have enemies. There are many people who are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. They will attack, they will malign, they will scorn, they will ridicule, and they will laugh. Notice he says, lead me in a plain path. I like that. It's not complicated. The gospel is very, very simple. Jesus came into this world to save sinners. He came to save his people from their sins. Amen. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me. Have you ever had false witnesses come against you, make allegations, lay all kind of charges against you? I have. When I was doing the deposition in federal court against the state of Missouri, it was a 24-hour inquisition. That's what I call it, a 24-hour inquisition. It might as well have been, who do you think you are, Larry Phillips, coming against the state of Missouri? Who do you think you are? Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There were many times when I was ready to give up, saying it's not worth it, you know. And it was only God's grace that sustained me. This is the little booklet I wrote on that, Phillips versus the state of Missouri. That was some 1997 when all that came down, you know, and this tells the story of what happened. Overseeing 80 foster parents, told that I had to place children with homosexuals, told that I had to license homosexuals as foster parents. Tells about those battle lines that were drawn between God and Satan and the big push to support the homosexual agenda in the state of Missouri. It talks about the federal trial and what went on in the federal trial. It tells how we had to go to the Court of Appeals and how I was taking on the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, who later was to become the governor of the state, Jay Nixon. And how Jay Nixon did everything in his power to bring Larry Phillips down. It also tells how God, in his sovereignty, led me out of Egypt, how he taught me the doctrines of grace through his word. This book tells about my thoughts and beliefs after 20 years and how that there's so much false doctrine purported about Christianity. This little booklet tells about the eternal covenant between the Godhead, the absolute sovereignty of God in all things. This little book tells about predestination, election, and effectual calling. It tells about Christ's manifestation, his resurrection, and his justification of his elect. You know, and if any of you would like to have a copy of this book, I have a PDF copy. If you request it, I'll send you a copy in PDF format. You can also get a paperback copy from lulu.com. But this 27th Psalm is... really speaks to me because of what I went through. How God gave us victory. How we won the case against the state of Missouri. How I was terminated because my refusal to come under the authority of the satanic powers that were trying to coerce me into doing something that went against my conscience. the Holy Spirit would not allow me to do it. Verse 12, deliver me not unto thy will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. There are still false witnesses rising up against me today for my taking a stand against the evil government. I'm not against, I pay my taxes, but I will not. You know, a lot of people use Romans 13 as a justification for endorsing evil. That's not what Romans 13 is about at all. A lot of people totally take Romans 13 and use it as a justification for abortion, for homosexuality, for all kind of evil. We are never to take it. We're never to condone evil, even in our own government. We're never to condone it. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's my testimony. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I've shared this before. I want to share it again this morning. On the final day, after all of these appeals, after 5 years, when this was a jury trial, whenever the final day came, I was very discouraged. I called my wife, Rosette, and I told her, you know what? They are celebrating in the other room. They are celebrating. In the defendant's room, I believe we've lost this case. You know what my wife said? Larry, do you remember what happened at the edge of the Red Sea? What happened? And I said, oh, I know all about that, Rosette, but this is reality. She goes, what happened at the Red Sea, Larry? I said, they went across, God opened the sea, and they went across on dry land, and then he folded the sea right over on the top of Pharaoh and all of his army. And the chariot wheels came off their chariots. She said, you know, it's not, God can intervene. It's not too late. God can intervene. You know, to make my dad used to say, to make the long story longer instead of the long story shorter. That night, my supervisor that had terminated me, she had a part-time job working as an accountant in a motel. I guess she was earning extra money, maybe to put her daughter through college. I don't know. But the very motel where the jury was sequestered, that supervisor had a job. She knew, because she'd been through this 5 years battle against me. She knew who the captain of the jury was. Do you know that particular night before the final decision was to be made, that supervisor approached the captain of the jury and tried to talk her into ruling in her favor the next day. And the captain of the jury got so upset that this supervisor who had terminated me was trying to influence her decision. By the way, that's felony. That's a felony to try to coerce a jury. And so when I went into the next day to the federal court in Kansas City, there was a somberness over the whole court. And I remember my attorney said to me, Larry, you won't believe what has happened. He said, you will not believe it. I said, what? And he told me, he said, your supervisor tried to pressure the captain of the jury to rule in her favor. And the judge is very, very angry. Well, the judge called the court all together and dressed down my supervisor in front of the whole court for what she had done. And it turned the whole jury and everybody around in my favor. The Red Sea was opened up. Okay. That was divine intervention of God. So nothing more than that. And I give all praise and glory and honor to Christ. Nothing, anything I did. God can make a way when there seems to be no way. God can intervene for us. And so let us remember this morning that when people are coming against you, when they're saying all kind of manner of evil against you falsely, when they're trying to bring you down, we are children of the King. We are children of the King. And you know, there's coming a time when, if it weren't for Christ shortening the days, you know, there's a number of parallel scriptures. We read many times the 24th chapter of Matthew, but if you look in 13th chapter of Mark, this tells about the final days right before the coming of the Lord. And in the 20th verse of the 13th chapter of Mark, it says, "And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days." How much love and compassion does Christ have for his elect, that he would shorten the days? I'm looking for the day, time, when he comes back and he calls us home to be forever with him. I'm looking forward to that day. May the good Lord encourage you this morning, and read the 27th Psalm for yourself today. I think you'll find it a real blessing. And remember, whatever we're going through, the Lord cares about us and his people, and he will strengthen us regardless of what we have to go through. May the good Lord be with you all in a special way today. I appreciate all of you who joined us. Thomas, Timothy, continue to pray for Thomas. He's going through a big hardship right now. Sheila Barnabas, glad to have you with us. Onap, Jeffrey, all of those that joined us this morning. We not only do we have each other, but we have the Lord, MJ Abelis, Troy Sharborough, all of you people who have joined us, all that will hear this on our other platforms. May good Lord take this message and use it for his glory, is my prayer. God bless.